Welcome back, everybody, to the Dom and Colin podcast. We are back here. I cannot believe it. It is time to get back into some challenge talk. It has probably not been that long. Who knows? When this is being recorded means nothing to you guys, so we don't need to talk about that too much. But we're going to talk about the Challenge All-Stars 3. Challenge All-Stars 2 wrapped up earlier this year. We have two new winners on our hands who are both here in this cast, and some new faces as far as All-Stars go. Some new faces, or not new faces, but people that we haven't seen since the first season. So a lot to get into today. Very excited to do so with our usual draft team for these All-Star seasons. Of course, let me first bring in my co-host on all of these episodes of Challenge Coverage, Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Oh, hello, hello. I am good. I'm excited. I am curious when exactly people are hearing this right now, but I am excited to finally get to talk about All-Stars 3 that we've known about for months and months and months.
Yeah, I mean, when All-Stars 2, because we knew the scheduling for all this has been super weird. We kind of talked about this as the news was coming out of like when they were filming this, of like, it's so strange. Survivor does this. They film multiple seasons at a time, and you know, they always have that second one in the can while the first one's airing. The Challenge doesn't do that. They film and then we watch, and then they start filming usually towards the end of the one that we're watching, and then they show the next one. So having this, at least as far as I've been, as long as I've been a Challenge fan, is super weird. And again, yeah, I'm excited too for season three. So
yeah,
it's weird. It's weird. Of course, let's bring in our third partner around here for these drafts. Very excited to have back the great Mel Got Served. Mel, how are you?
I'm great. I am excited for All-Stars 3. And as always, honored that you have me on to draft for my favorite iteration of the Challenge.
I mean, after, you know, as if like your spot wouldn't have already been, you know, cemented here with us for the drafts. But the Ayana pick, you know, early on in the season two draft, where I really did not have any Ayana experience. And then, you know, that kind of raised my red flags, not red flags, raised whatever to, for me to like be paying attention to her as if, you know, she didn't be, you know, she couldn't do that all on her own. Point is, you had the right call there. And, you know what you're doing around here.
I was thrilled that Ayana came through. As I said, I had to pick from the heart. I do that all the time with my draft. It's very difficult, but Ayana truly delivered in every fashion on All Stars 2, except, you know, finishing the final, but a final is very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, that was disappointing. I mean, not disappointing. I was happy with the winner. You know, just the one winner that we know, just one person won the season.
Yes, only one winner. It's great that we finally had just a female winner of the show.
But yeah, you know, a crushing end for all the Ayana stands out there, and even more crushing because she's not here again. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about the season two people who are not back. But yeah, just again, good call for bringing that up, for getting
Thank
Ayana
so
first
much.
There. And away we went with some fun times with Ayana. I'm very sad she's not back here.
Ugh, I would have loved to have her back.
Big same. I mean, I am already scared of who the hidden gem of this All-Stars 3 cast is that Mel is going to snipe from us already. I think there's less names that we are unfamiliar with on here.
Yeah. And Mel, just to catch up with you, we haven't talked since the end of All-Stars 2. Just overall thoughts on the season as a whole. 10 episodes, it goes by quick, and two new winners. What did you think of it all?
Absolutely loved the season. I thought it was so much fun. Again, I really liked the element of the game progressing, the evolution of the game, you might say, to see a more strategic side, a house divided, which gave, I think you all said this on the podcast too, that Big Brother 6 vibe of that, you know, the power struggle between both sides. Team Save the Palace. It was so much fun. And I will never eat Greek salad again the same way.
She did make her moment there on what was like one of the last episodes of the season is really like, I know Challenge Mania has it at like, you know, one of their moments of the year. Like if that doesn't win, I'm, you know, calling whatever, but insane. Scally, do you have anything?
No, I'm just excited to start talking about the new cast we have on hand.
I was just thinking, though, did we already talk about at the end of season two's podcast about like who's going to be back and who's not? Do we have to do that all again? I feel like we did.
Yeah,
that.
No, we broke it out into like who we thought we would, right. would come back versus and then who was actually on season three.
Right. So we don't need to do this all again. But I guess Mel wasn't there. So, Mel, do you have any besides Ayana from season two that you're, you know, also devastated that are not back here with us for season three? Tech,
you
of
know what,
course.
Top of mind, Tech always. I was going to say Tech, but since he dropped out of the finals, I was like, can we? But I do think that Tech has the potential, and I think that ultimately Tech and Ayana were both strong individuals who were horrible partners, so I would have loved to see them get another shot. Now, that said, there is somebody on the cast list that I think was probably a deal breaker for Ayana to return. I wouldn't be surprised if Ayana got the call and heard that somebody was on this cast and said, no, that's the way I feel about it.
I don't know who you're talking about. Are we going to talk about it now or when we talk about the person?
Let's do it. Yeah, we can talk about it. Veronica. Ayana and Veronica were on Road Rules together, did not get along, despised each other. So I can't imagine they would want to get back together in a competitive forum again in their 40s.
The more reason that they should have had Ayana on again.
Right. Like, I hope they do Road Rules homecoming, because I would love to see a 2022 season or beyond where we have Ayana and Veronica on the same show.
I mean, they've never done they all were on Road Rules semester at sea. So, I mean, it would have been nice to, you know, put them on land. But jumping ahead a little is that Veronica does have a fellow semester at sea cast member. So if anything, I wish Ayana was there, because it actually would have been a pretty decent reunion, much like the Austin cast is having here.
That's next, right? That's Austin is, wait, no. Who's the next homecoming? I know that they filmed one. New Orleans?
I think it's New Orleans.
I know they filmed one.
I think that's the rumor.
But like, not the New Orleans, like, wasn't Jemmy New Orleans?
Not the Jemmy New Orleans.
Yeah, not that one.
No, original New Orleans.
Okay, yeah. I did not see any of them, so not much help with that. But yeah, I know that there's another one coming. I'm pretty sure there's more that are planned to be filming, you know, sooner or later. I heard something about Austin, so maybe that'll happen. I don't know, but lots happening.
Indeed, indeed. I mean, Austin is one of the flagship seasons for The Real World, so that would not be surprising. And, you know, once you are looking to get into another sizable binge, I don't think The Real World is a terrible call.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, enjoying the homecoming seasons where they just show, you know, all of these people in modern times and also flash back to more than half of the season, probably, through clips. So I'm taking it through that way at the
moment. It's just the best of. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, I mean, Scally, do you want me to watch the OC or not?
Fair. Never mind. Okay. Skip The Real World.
It's coming up soon on my list. I'm not sure if it's next or if it's next to next, but we're getting there. So sorry to The Real World. Okay. All right. So do we just get right into this? I mean, we've been waiting long enough to talk about these All-Star Threers.
Ready to get into it when you are.
Anything to set up? But like I'm sure we at one point knew where they filmed, if that matters to anybody. I don't know. I did not prepare that research at the moment.
It's Panama.
Oh, okay.
It was in the teaser at the end with TJ.
Yeah.
I thought it was the same house at first.
Most definitely not.
Yeah, that was so weird. It was you know, wait till you see what I have in store for them next. It's like not even the same people, but okay, we'll go with it. So yeah, All Stars 3 is around the corner again. We're not filming this exactly right before the season is starting. We, you know, tried to do these as early as possible to avoid anybody potentially being spoiled, and we are, you know, I believe at least a month or two after the season ended. Obviously, we're all here, so we all seem to be in the clear so far. But you know, you never know what could happen between now and when the season starts. So we're here to do this. Scally was the winner of the All Stars 2 draft at the very last minute with two of his team members, MJ and John A, but mostly John A, taking the victory. There is the winner, and we'll determine the order here. But yeah, that was very close. Whoever won that, you know, whoever won the final was winning that draft.
I know. I was so scared all season. I didn't want any updates, and then we got one nice one at the end that gives me this privilege.
Yeah. Yeah. So, have you thought about and decided what you are planning here?
I have thought about it, not a whole bunch, but I feel like, you know what, I am going to let Mel lead us off again.
Oh boy.
See if she takes another surprise swing and really educates us on someone we should keep our eyes on. And then, you know, I was a little indecisive, so I'll put myself in the middle and give Liguori the corner spot here.
So we're exactly where we were last time.
Why not?
We won, which was a winning strategy for you, so why would you change it? I get it.
Why not?
I gotta say, I was hoping for a first pick, but we'll see how things go.
Okay.
So I'm nervous more than excited at this moment, but I guess nothing to do but start. Mel, you ready?
All right, let's do it. So I'm battling here. I might ask for your direction here.
No.
I mean, Do you want me to go with a classic Mel pick of picking from the heart, or should I
Oh.
pick strategically to try to win actually this season?
Please, I say try to win. I think, Scally's hard enough to beat, just
Yeah.
in general. So both of us need to try.
This is true. I'm going to go first pick somebody who was on my team last season.
Ooh.
I would like to pick first pick Melinda.
Okay. I do love starting these drafts off with a probably underestimated woman being picked first.
I think Melinda had a phenomenal All-Stars too. I felt like for the first time ever, I got to know Melinda and not Melinda and Danny, which is really exciting to see her as an individual playing for herself. She had a really emotional backstory and she really kicked ass in the challenges. She was phenomenal.
Yeah, she had a great showing last season. Definitely, I would say for myself, unexpected, just because we hadn't seen her in so long, really did not know what to expect from her at all. And then, I guess actually, Skyler, we probably should have talked about the All-Stars 2 controversy because we haven't we touched
Oh,
on
yeah.
did we touch on it at all during the final? And maybe we just do that now because it has some to do with Melinda, who possibly could have been a winner there. But definitely could have walked away the winner, maybe if not for a lot of strange things going on the production side of that final.
Oh, so many strange things. I mean, I feel like we knew that it was a weird final if you just cut it off at point one. Like, Nehemiah and Melinda win that, and they go home with all of the money. And so that was by far the more significant portion of the final. And then we found out they were only given a 1 minute head start, which is like two, maybe one chew in a eating competition. And then it turns out Janelle, not on this season, but has stayed relevant in basically spilling that even though their combination was correct and production confirmed there was like no issue, like they were opening it correctly, their safe wouldn't open, and there's a whole bunch of complications that may have screwed up the final.
Insane. I mean, I gotta say, I've not been following it very much. I feel like all I'm seeing is, oh my God, what was happening? And I'm like, I was so ready to just be like challenge brain off for a little bit. So and plus I was so happy with Jonae winning. So I'm, really just like, okay, la 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 la. But it does sound pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I remember we knew a little bit about it. We knew about like the shorter advantage going into part two. We knew that Janelle was claiming to have some issues, and they seem to have been substantiated since then. Because I remember you were like, "Yeah, anyone who loses is gonna say that," which like is fair and is true. But since then, it seems like even production, like MJ and Jonae, couldn't get their safe open, and production was like, "Whatever, just run to the finish line." And so they run, and then production's like, "Never mind, you gotta come back," and they pick them up and drive them back. So it is like a whole mess this final that didn't seem to have been tested properly, which not surprising.
Yeah, Mel, did you feel like your fellow Mel could have been served better if a fairer situation had been happening?
I mean, possibly. All I know is don't use padlocks or are those about the, or combination locks or like ones from lockers, because who could even open their locker in high school, let
Yeah,
alone
true.
do it on a competition? Like, what a terrible idea. Just use a punch code or find keys. When in doubt, just hide keys somewhere. I would have loved to see Melinda win, but I mean, I was rooting harder for Ayana and Tech to win, but I really wanted that first choice to just come through. It's just disappointing to hear that they didn't plan this better. Seemed like timing was probably also an issue since MJ and Jonae probably didn't necessarily finish the first part. There's a lot of asterisks there, and I don't like saying that, but unfortunately there sort of is. But I still am incredibly proud of our first solo female winner, Jonae.
Yeah.
Well, there are asterisks on like almost everything on the challenge.
True.
So I'm not like, oh no, like Jonae's win is tainted. Like, no, it's fine. Jonae won the season and that's what happens. But like allegedly there was also some like fourth step that wasn't listed, but they had told MJ specifically, like, I don't know why they would be like trying to rig it for MJ, but I don't believe that. I think it was just an oversight and then they don't want to get sued. So they're trying to avoid it at all cost. But unfortunate that, someone overhears something and or like they happen to be talking to that production member, they happen to pick a different safe, and we get a different winner of that season.
Yeah. insane. As far as Melinda goes, that season, last season was her fifth challenge. You know, when you combine it all together, this is going to be her sixth season. Last season was the first time that she made it to a final, so that was like a big step for her, something that she was really hoping to reach. She had gone out early. I you know, of course, have my big spreadsheet open here. She had gone out early twice out of the four seasons that she had been on, came back and making it to the final. You know, pretty big for her, and obviously did a lot to get her called back for this. You know, return appearance in the All Stars world. So very excited to see Melinda back, which is not something I would have said before, you know, All Stars 2. So I don't dislike the pick.
Thank you.
I am very excited to have Melinda back. I also like the pick. She might not have been quite as high for me, but I can't hate on it. I think that she has a really great shot. Should she get to the end with a, whether it be individual or with a decent partner, then I think she stands a very good chance of actually winning.
Yeah, we'll obviously like see this play out over the draft here. I think the men's side is super strong. It's like insane this season. I don't know if it's just... I don't know if it's any stronger this season than last, but I'm having a hard time looking, you know, sorting through my men side. The women's side, I think, is a little bit more open for the taking here. I feel like there's definitely some strong competitors on the women's side, but I feel like it's up in the air and it easily, you know, could be the year of Melinda Collins. So we'll see. But there's the first pick there for Mel.
There you go. All right. Moving on to the second pick. You know, I'm really between two here, but I think I'm going to take... someone who also was almost a winner and take Kellyanne with my second pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just in shock because the two people that I've been debating between are still on the board. So,
well, there you go.
So there I go. Okay. Kellyanne. Why Kellyanne?
Kellyanne, as we talked about in the finale of last podcast we did, it was between Kellyanne and John A tied for, you know, first on the women's side of All Stars 1. I think that she was a strong competitor on the original run of the challenge and definitely on All Stars as well. I think she has very few weaknesses and was set up pretty well on the first All Stars. So I don't see her running into a ton of issues here. And I think Kellyanne is like pretty well rounded.
Besides the entertainment factor.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not like standing Kellyanne, but even more reason to give me a reason to root for her.
You might be. Kellyanne was definitely winning. All Stars 1. We okay. know that to be fact.
Yeah, and I was very upset about it.
Yeah, so just admit you stand Kellyanne. It's fine.
No.
Jeez. Mel, thoughts on Kellyanne here, returning after a season off?
Glad she took a season off so that we're not tired of her. Like some people here. Bad. There's quite a few. I'm not as high on Kellyanne as others. I do think she's an incredible competitor. I don't have a connection to her. And the thing that I do appreciate about Challenge All-Stars is that it's a lot of people I have had like an emotional connection with. And while I did watch Kellyanne on seasons of the Challenge, I never like latched onto her. I didn't see her real world season. In fact, I think that there are quite a few women that I am not super well versed on in their real world experience. It was by the time I clocked out of the show. So I think that it's a fantastic pick. I know my friends were encouraging me to pick Kellyanne, but, I'm not surprised she's a first round draft. She's a strong female.
She is. She's obviously one of the younger members of the cast. Was the first time. Also is again here. This is going to be her sixth challenge overall. She is not. She has not won. She's made it to two finals. I believe it was her first one, and then so her second final, and then she also made it to the one on All Stars 1, where she came very close to having won with her and John A. You know, tying for that third spot overall, I guess, but both tying for the top spot on the women's side. Definitely a strong competitor, somebody to look out for here. And yeah, she's back. Scally can be happy.
No.
Just say you're happy. It's fine.
You know, it was, you know, there were, yeah, I was debating between picking someone I liked a little more and versus Kellyanne. All right. But I'm on Kellyanne here.
Alrighty. So I will, it's, seriously, I was spending all day debating because I don't know why I just kind of thought you might have put me first. I was wrong. So I was like, well, who am I going to pick if I only get one of these two? Look, I'm going to do it. I'm not happy about it. You probably already know where I'm going with this as far as not being happy about a pick that's coming here. But I cannot let this person escape a draft team where points matter for winning challenges, winning the season at all. A man that does not need to be back on the show, but is back and is just too good at the show to let slip past me here. Jordan is going to be my first pick.
First of all, not making the first round all women was just very rude.
Look, I am here to win this time. And Janelle was the first pick last time. And look at how that went for me. So
hey, she made the final. She was almost a winner.
True. And the production screwed both of us. So
that is true. How I wish they would screw Jordan. But no, Jordan is back. I think that's one thing, and Mel, you even texted us this, this cast is unlikable. I don't think there's a ton of likable people here. And Jordan, for me, is the pinnacle of that, where I don't know why he's back on TV. I feel like there was so much talk of him having a suspension. Like, let's expel. We can be expelled from the series. We're good. I don't know why he gets a pass when so many other people are not allowed back on the show, allegedly, which they should not be, but he should face that same punishment. I don't care that he is a face of the franchise. He's one of the best competitors ever, so I don't blame you for taking him here, but I dislike him very strongly.
Would that have prevented you from taking him, like, soon?
If it came back, the thing is that I was weighing out, like, he was someone, because there's so many unlikable people here that if I disqualify all of them, like, I'm ending up with some real dregs of this challenge. There, but like, some of these people are bad, like, it's really bad. So while All-Stars 2, I said, like, the cast I was whelmed with, like, I am actively discouraged by the All-Stars 3 cast. It's very competitive, but I don't like that many people here.
There's going to be definitely some kind of, like arc on the show, even if it's, like, just a one-episode thing, because who knows how long, you know, some other people will last or whatever, of, like, you know, Jordan and Naya, what happened? Where are they now? Like,
No doubt. There's no doubt. That is, like, the primary reason why I think that they're trying to, like, shoehorn them both in here. I also don't love, like, there was enough of a complaint of, like, Kellyanne's too new to be on All-Stars. And look, we have Jordan now, who was on, like, two seasons ago of the main show. So I have so many issues. Like, and no, it would not have disqualified forever. But also, like you said, the men's side is so stacked that, yes, Jordan does stand out as being, like, the strongest even in the main challenge competitor pool, let alone All-Stars. But I still think picking one of the strong women felt a little more of a sure thing for me.
As far as Jordan goes, look at his stats. It's impossible to not want him as a draft team member. You know, when you're going for the win here, he is has been on 6 seasons. This will be his 7th. He has won 50% of the challenges that he's been on. He's a 3-time winner, 4-time finalist. He is just as sick as it is, you know, to say when you don't like the guy, he is one of, like, the best competitors that's ever been on the show. And that's why I guess they continue keeping him in the rotation, even though I don't think fans are too happy to see him back. But maybe I'm just reading our room rather than the general room. I have no idea. Obviously, they played a lot of, they were really invested in him and Tori of it all. And while Tori is, you know, one of the main stars over on the flagship show right now, you know, telling her story about where she's gone since the breakup, I guess they're now about to take the opposite route here and follow Jordan's story and see where he's at. And I have no idea if these two are ever going to cross paths on another show again. But I don't know what to expect here. All I know is that, as far as, again, as a competitor, I have to take him. Mel?
That's a fair choice. He is an incredible competitor. He's a trash human. That's all. And that's a lot of these people. So I'm coming to grips with, I will have a lot of people on my team this year that not necessarily I'm excited to root for, but if they win, I win. But Jordan, and I also don't have much of a connection with Jordan beyond challenge main stage. I didn't see his season of The Real World. I've only heard the horribleness of what went down there. So I don't have a desire to even go revisit to know more about Jordan. It sounds like his past is even worse than his present. So, you know, yeah. I get why they did it. I'm trying to look at All-Stars 3 cast a bit, like, really as, like, a business decision as opposed to what they're, like, following the original path of the show. It feels like finding ways to do subscribers to get younger people in that watch the show later, not just the, you know, real OGs of the show. Because there are a few of these that are on really late seasons. And like you said, we're on the main show 2-3 years ago at this point.
Definitely, you know, a very recent pool of players that we'll get into more of them whenever they come up. But that's enough on Jordan. It's, again, pretty obvious to anybody that is a longtime Challenge fan of why Jordan would be a top pick here. Or if you're new, you'll see him compete. And as far as my team goes, hopefully earn me some points. As far as our rooting interests go, maybe he'll be the first out. Who knows? My second pick here, the one that I was debating back and forth with, I don't know if this is going to be a surprise to anybody, but I've always had a lot of confidence in this person. And they have been a little up and down since their return a couple of years back to the show. First appearance on an All-Star season here is going to make me very much interested in taking off the board Wes. Wes is coming to my team here. I feel really good about Wes in a spot like this. I think he has friends in every which direction. I mean, look at like that graphic of like him as the Brady Bunch center from a couple seasons ago. I called this person and that person and that person and that person. And we know that like his game gets messy with that at times. But these are people that like, it's not like him calling the rookies. These are like people that he has been friends with for over the years. And I'm especially looking at the Wes, Nehemiah, Melinda of it all, as Wes and Nehemiah, very good friends in real life, like best friends, even. That Austin group definitely, I imagine, has a very tight bond still since Wes and Nehemiah are friends. Nehemiah and Melinda, obviously, last season, super close. And Wes, I mean, just look at, I could name so many different connections that he's got in this cast. Kayla, Sylvia, just from like being recent competitors, and like they were literally on a show together a couple years ago. And I think they got along just fine. Derek and Mark, just everybody. So as far as like, sorry, say it again.
Kellyanne, the ex of Wes, definitely an interesting one.
That happened, right? Yeah, that was a thing. I look around and I struggle to find anybody who is not going to want to work with Wes. So this is a purely social. I think he will be there very long. Pick, and I think he could win too.
That's fair. I like it. I think that I maybe am giving less credit to Wes, given his recent showings on the Challenge main show. He had like one really great comeback season and then kind of struggled to like find his footing other times. So I do think that this is going to be a much better spot for him, where on the main show, it was like, we finally figured out his game. And like on All Stars, like, we've known his game all along.
Yeah.
So like, it's not surprising. So I think that people are going to be much more likely to work with Wes here.
And pretty much all of those seasons, I think, had Bananas on them as well, that Wes had been back for. I'm pretty sure. Bananas was there each step of the way. And we know that, like, you know, how their relationship was playing out of just like, we hate each other. And then ultimately with what was it, Total Madness, when it was like, no, we're working together, and then they both disappeared off the face of the earth.
Well, minus Double Agents, in which he went home very early. But yeah, that
apparently
was,
that happened too. I don't really believe it. It's such a far off memory. Sorry, enough rambling. Mel, Wes.
You know, I think it's a great choice because logically, totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been curious to see how All Stars evolves as these bigger names of Challenge proper start to come into their turf, so to say. And I was wondering how Wes will do, which is, will he be embraced into the fold? Or is this like this is our show, go back to your show? And will people kind of come after him because they know there's so much more of a track record of his experience versus, Cyrus, who has been on like a few times here and there. Mm-hmm. So I could go either way, but I do think both your choices are extremely strong choices of competitors. Can't deny it.
Yeah. Wes, this is going to be his 15th challenge overall. He's a two-time winner, five-time finalist. Yeah, I mean, he's getting up there, not even getting up there. He's fully up there. But as far as like chasing the people at the top spots, what, CT, Bananas, whoever else is up there, Anissa, I guess. Anissa's impressive record.
Oh my God.
But I mean, she's got the seasons under her belt. Definitely at the top of the list as far as numbers go of seasons. So he's got the history. He knows what he's doing in these games. Whether or not it always works out for him is a different story. But I just, looking up and down again at this cast, I feel like he's got a lot of friends. I would be very surprised if it somehow goes poorly for him when he's had so much time off to think about his game and to work on his game and probably continue building. He had a whole series over the quarantine, right, of Wes bringing in people for like a Patreon series and making connections with people that he may have never even met before. Like the Nolan twins were at his house. I don't know what that was about, but that was Wes.
Quarantine is an interesting word for that series, but
the time that we were all quarantining and Wes was doing something. But yeah. My point.
Yeah. If you count All Stars, he's been on 18 seasons now. So
God.
Yeah. Wes is a well-known staple. He had announced, like, I'm not coming
seasons.
Back.
I got 14.
You got 14 plus four spinoffs, I believe.
I wasn't counting Champs and Pros. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, if we're counting All Stars, I feel like it's not like ridiculous to count Champs.
I don't know. I mean,
well.
Just as far as like my perspective, I count All Stars because it feels real challenge. Like Champs versus Pros was like, we're going back to like the hotel and drinking and going out. And like, it just was completely, and like,
I mean,
silly,
if you're
like,
counting
field day challenges.
Challenge like seasons 1 through 13 as real challenge appearances, I would say Champs vs. Pros counts.
That's fair.
You know, so I would stack them below All Stars in terms of difficulty, but above, you know, much earlier seasons of the challenge. So at the point where we're just like aggregating them all, it's like, it's been 18 seasons, including spinoffs.
All right. A lot of seasons this man has had under his belt. Anyone else have anything else for Wes Bergman? Silence says it all. All right. So Wes is going to be off the board there, and we are back to Scally for pick number 5.
All right. I'm going to take someone who I was upset not to get last time. And, you know, he's going to need a partner who is good on the puzzles, but that's okay. I'm taking Darrell here.
All right. Darrell Taylor is a 3-time Challenge All-Star, Scally.
I know. And you know what? I'm not upset about it. Like, there's so many people that I will and have gotten burned out on. And like, even though Darrell had like had a comeback on the main series and he's been on all 3 All-Stars, like, I'm not tired of him. He's not like the loudest presence on the show, which helps. But I do think that he is a loud presence in the house in terms of like having the great connections like Wes does. I don't think anyone here is like an enemy of Darrell. So mm-hmm. I think that he's set up very well going in this season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mel, we have Darrell is, it was a 4-time champion. That was his story going into like the past couple challenges he's been on, like wanting to get back to that final and win again after all those seasons that he had won. And he's made it very close. He's gotten to both finals that he's been back for, but has not snatched up the win yet.
So this might be a hot take. I'm glad Darrell lost. I think that seeing Darrell win the show, and if he had won even like All Stars 1, even his high placement, I don't want a CT on the show. I want to see a variety of winners. And I think just seeing Darrell win all the time is not exciting. This is his job. He is ultimately, to me, the CT of All Stars. And I get it. It pays well. It's 3 weeks of work. Like, totally get it. But I do like seeing some new blood. And the more we're seeing of Darrell, and I get it. It's his job. This is his life being. It wasn't a good look at the end of last season. I think it's a great pick, but I'm not as high on Darrell as I was before. Now, I still think he's an incredible competitor, phenomenal choice, but my score of Darrell down a little bit.
Ooh, I mean, I get it. Like, I also do not want like the dominant player that just like absolutely demolishes every season of All Stars. I don't think that's Darrell yet. And I think that's partially because like, while he's well set up socially, he's not like a dominating force in the political game of the challenge. So I don't have a problem there. And even when like CT's back up against the wall, like, it is constant confessionals from CT. He is like guaranteed almost to like win every elimination, win many challenges. Like, we're going to get like, somehow he's going to get out of it. And I don't feel necessarily the same way as Darrell. If Darrell went home week 2 here, I'm not going to be absolutely floored, but I could see just like anyone falling into that position. You're right.
I'd love to see him have to go to elimination this season. I'd love to see John A go to elimination. I want to see these people who have politically nailed it and gotten to the end. Mm-hmm. I want to see them struggle a little. I just do want to see a little bit of up and down, and I give them kudos for doing that. I literally would not be able to do any of the above that well. So I just want to see a little bit of a little David and Goliath story, sort of.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that as well. But there's also something to me that's like, you know, fascinating about I always had to use her for this example of like a Kara who goes 4 seasons in a row of like not barely seeing an elimination before, you know, making each final and doing pretty well. So if like a Darrell or John A could do that, I mean, it's just as maybe not interesting as it is, like, as I'm just like watching like in awe of the fact that they are continuing to play such great games, you know, back to back and
true.
You know, potentially to back again here. So definitely think the ceiling for Dora, like, he's a player that in the same way of like I don't know, like Wes, I guess is that's a bad example. Whatever. Durrell is somebody that I think could go far no matter what season you put him in. I think he's just social, strong, even though he's not like up there in age, right? How old is he? 40? He's definitely over 40.
In his 40s.
So probably like the middle of the cast as far as like age goes, but still got it 100%. So.
Oh, true. I 100% agree. Just know I'm a little more down on Durrell than I would have been before. But I also think him losing last season makes me more open to the idea of him winning All-Stars 3. Mm. If he won last season, I would have been like, nah, go home.
See,
like, you've won enough, Durrell.
Remember when he said he was done? He's like, I got to retire from these All-Stars shows. I can't do them forever. Like, yeah, okay.
I think that was him saying, I will never go back to the main show. Like, yeah. It's so funny when everyone's like, we got to get him back on the main show. And it's like, they're never going back. This is a 3-week paycheck. That's the equivalent of what, 3 or 4 months on the other show. Mm-hmm. They, once you get to All Stars, it is like, I mean, it's still extreme, but it's retirement in comparison.
Yeah. You're still getting like the rush of going to these shows and competing with, like you said, more than half or less than whatever of the time spent out there. So unless they cancel the show at any point, a lot of these people are not going to want to go back. So we'll see how that goes. Mel, unless Scal, you have anything else on Durrell, Mel is up for pick number 6.
Well, Mel, all her turn.
Here we go. I'm picking from the heart here.
Ooh.
Now, I'm going to give a preface. I believe I mentioned as a bit of a teaser on the last podcast that there was somebody on the All-Stars list that I had said I wanted to see back on the show.
So scary.
I, months ago in Clubhouse, many, many months ago, said I would love to see blank on the show. And it was a totally random poll. And when I saw this name on the cast, I said, I manifested this. And I want her to know that
stop.
I have her back.
No.
Cynthia.
No.
Joining my team.
Oh. Mel, remember when I said I needed help to beat Scally?
Don't worry. I'm still going to pick some good picks here. But I cannot, much like Ayanna last season, I have to have this person on my team.
My 12 out of 12 on the women's side. I mean, granted, I don't know much about her. But are you... Yeah.
This is a game of the heart, and I know you're screaming. I know everybody listening is screaming, and guess what? I don't care. I'm here to see my favorite people from the past. Cynthia, conflict-free, a nice human being, the most beautiful, iconic nails. She was just like a fun, fun personality. I've seen some videos of her. Apparently, she was on like an HGTV show semi-recently. She looked great in it. I just had to do it. And I know that maybe you want me to strategically pick things to do extremely well. But you know what? This is what we thought about Ayanna last season. And look what she did.
If you strike gold twice.
then I will eat my words. But
it was so funny because at first I was like, oh, Matt definitely thinks she's going to pick someone that she's not going to pick. And then I was
I knew who she was going to pick.
Then I was like, wow, Matt really wants Cynthia.
No.
And I was so confused. But yeah, I don't know. As with Ayanna, you could have gotten her much later for me personally.
You could have gotten her in the last round, and I probably...
Yeah, in a way, I'm very well aware, but I just felt like I need to show my support at this point. And we talked about, there's a lot of people here that, you know, in the past seasons, there are people that I knew and you two didn't know. And it was sort of based on like when we were all into the real world, right? And I'm feeling that evolution a bit here in that cast, that there are a lot of people that I'm not connected to, but I know that you are. Like, I know there's one person and someone was like, you should pick them. And I'm like, oh, Matt is going to pick this person. And not that I'm giving it to you, more that I'm not connected to that person.
Okay.
So I don't need them on my team necessarily, or maybe I get them eventually. Maybe I pull them right after this. Who knows?
Ooh.
But I just know that the fact is I put her name into the universe. I want to show high level support for her in this draft. Let's not underestimate people.
Hey, it could turn out phenomenally.
You never know. So, and if not, I went with my heart, and I like a team of people I can root for.
Is there anything more that we need to know about Cynthia? I mean, Cynthia, as far as just stats go, was on the first ever challenge,
and she won.
the first ever challenge. Yeah, whatever winning meant for that first ever challenge.
Listen, they're going to put on that screen that she's a challenge champion on the bottom of her chyron.
You're probably right. A two-time challenger. This will be her third season. First, I mean, she wasn't just, you know, one and done there. She did the first one. She was also back for the ninth season of the show and has not been back since. So obviously it's been a while. I mean, plenty of these people have not been back since all the way back then. So, you know, it's not like, for me, like I had some weird mental thing of just like, okay, she was on the first one. Like that makes this person 97 years old, but
Miami is a classic season, and the fact that she got through that house with all those mental cases just gives her all the kudos to be like, you know what, she's got to have a decent political game, because that house was bonkers. I don't know if either of you watched Miami, but Miami basically, when they got to the end of the show, people moved out early because they hated each other so much.
Oh,
sounds like a podcast house.
It's just kidding. It's the season I need to have on Homecoming, because what a group.
Well, Cynthia is the third oldest, third, you know, to oldest, okay, whatever, you know what I mean, here on the cast. So I, you know, not 97, but definitely, you know, 48. So I hate to, you know, bring age super into the conversation, but it's kind of hard not to when there's a 29-year-old on the cast.
Well, I think that's what's becoming difficult with this challenge, which is that if I'd picked Cynthia season one or two, I think we would have been like, oh, I know nothing about her. But the fact is that this cast is getting younger and younger, that now she stands out, which actually to me is a bit of a bummer of where All Stars might be going, because it is kind of turning a little competition bot maybe. I don't know. I'm just jumping the gun. But based on this cast, it feels like they're really like, I don't know, it's not like the MTV one. Do we need to get the youngins in? Like, it's a little crazy.
Always felt like it was going to go in this direction as soon as they named it All Stars and not like Old School or like whatever, you know, like just indicate that it was going to be people from those first few seasons. I kind of felt like it was always going to go in this direction. It's just happening much earlier than I expected. We are only three seasons and like a year and a half in, and we are already getting people that were on the show two seasons ago. I don't have a problem in some cases, like, and this, that's mostly just like, do I like them? But more so it's like, are we never ever seeing them again on the main show? Are they going to come in here and completely just destroy the competition? Like, I don't want that. I want someone who's like on the level of these other people and like isn't able to commit to the 3 months of filming. Then like, fine, we can sneak somebody in. But we have leaned very heavily away from the Cynthias of the world.
Yeah, for sure. I think, the show's definitely going in that direction of just, you know, they got the, you know, we had the senior citizen, whatever, Trisha was calling it back in season one. That was fun when we had it. And some of those people that, you know, or some of the people that were on season one, season two, and even I'm sure people that are on season three, they did it and they're like, okay, I got that, you know, checked off my list of something that I had always wanted to go back to and do again. And maybe I will just move forward now. Not everybody's Sophia out here doing challenges as a career. So we'll see how this goes in the future, but, I don't really think there's, I have nothing else to say on Cynthia. So, Mel, floor is yours to either... Sorry, Sally, go ahead.
I was going
to
say, are they making that decision or is production not calling them back at a certain point? Because I think that, like Sophia, many people will show up as many times as you call them still.
I think some will, but I definitely do think that there... I know this like sounds crazy, but I do think there's people out there that are like, I really just can't do it.
No, definitely some. But like, there are names still left on the table. But as for like spinning Cynthia in a positive light, look, like you said, she's been to one final and she won that one final.
She did.
She's never lost an elimination. She's there were no eliminations on her seasons, but she has a daily win, so you know, maybe she'll surprise us. Maybe.
So what I'm going to say is she's already outperformed Nelson.
There you go.
Nelson will be on All Stars 4, so we'll see how that goes.
By the way, if they do break the mold of being Real World Road Rules, done. The show is over to me. It's dead to me if they pass that.
Well, what do you mean? Like having like all your, are you the one people on here?
Yeah, I think that the premise of the show is definitely like Real World Road Rules, and that's like the fine line between it. I think if it expands upon that, I think then it loses what I'm assuming was Mark Long's like intent dream with the show. Yeah, his dream.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I would not be surprised if we end up there, but I do agree that that would make it a different show at that point. Mel, you are up with your seventh overall pick, your third pick on your team. Cynthia at number six, who is going to be at number seven?
Number seven, I'm going to pick someone that first time around, I wish I had them on my team. I can't remember which of you grabbed him, but I am now taking this time somebody I love. That would be All-Stars season one winner. Yes.
All right.
Ooh.
I had a tough time deciding where I wanted Yes on my board. Mel, how did you land here as our season one champ, being your third pick here?
So I know he's in a tough spot as a winner of the show, mm-hmm. going to be an immediate target potentially. It's kind of a mix of likability and strength. I also would really love to see Yes in an elimination, much like others. I want to see him compete. I think he's a nice person. I think that he can be picked up as a number. And I think he's going to be a little more politically savvy after doing it the first time. But I do think that there are a lot of strategic sharks in comparison. But I do think there's a lot of season one cast here that knows Yes, that likes Yes. I believe him and Jemmy were really good. So looking forward to seeing how he can perform on a second season. And if he wins, just know a good person got the money because he was great the first time around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who could not stand Yes after just see? I mean, not like during the season because it was like kind of giving me nothing, but like when he won and he just had like a powerful ending to the show of and like we knew that he was putting the money to like a good place besides just, you know, giving back to his family and whatnot. So it was definitely some, even though I like barely knew who he was going into the season, I was very happy with his win. Coming into this one, I had a tough time deciding where I put him to put him on my board. I ended up having him like right in the middle on the men's side, which feels exactly right to me. He is definitely a top competitor. We saw him win the first season, but like you said, the target on his back, I can't overlook. I feel like a lot of the people who either have not yet done the All-Stars or people who were there with him on the first one are going to know that they need to move him out of the way if they want a chance to win here. So I do worry about that. I don't know where his connections fit in as far as people that will work to keep him safe. So that is a concern of mine, but I think he could hold his own. So middle of the pack for me.
Yeah, and I was trying to not pick the same people I've picked because I have to be like, the men are all people I've had on my team before. I'm trying to diversify Team Mel, even though I obviously picked Melinda. But I mean, I guess it's only a matter of time before I get Letarian again. So just let's keep the draft going.
All right.
See, with Yes, I agree. I had him in that middle spot where I feel like so many people will and should rather go into an elimination against Yes then run a final against him. And especially if you're not the one going into the elimination, then like, of course, throw him in. I feel like there is even more a center of power around the same breakdown that was happening on season one with like the Marks and Derek's. So I think that has only strengthened actually by All-Stars 3, and Yes may find himself outside of that. So I'm a little worried for him, but especially when I look back at the All-Stars 2 eliminations, I feel like Yes could have won all of them, basically. Maybe not pole wrestle, depending on his opponent, but like basically everything else, I think he stands a pretty good chance. So I think it's a good pick.
Yep. I mean, he's been on one Challenge All-Stars, one Challenge All-Stars. So hard to ask for more when that season had but one winner. Yes is back here. Very excited to see, especially like having taken a season off. So, you know, I feel like just so rare for people to take a season off after they win, unless like production forces you to. So I don't know. I'm excited to see what will happen here for him. Scally, ready for pick number eight?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take, let's go with another woman.
Oh my God.
Do I do it?
My leg's shaking.
Let's get someone I don't like on the team.
Scally.
We're taking Naya.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I just feel like I don't know. Naya shouldn't be here either. Sorry. I know tons of people like her. Shouldn't be here. Was considered blacklisted, did, you know, things on the show, off the show, whatever, to have her considered that way. But she's back. I think that she is an entertaining character. Like, she is good TV. That is, like, totally fair. And she has a good elimination record. She's one of the youngest women on the show. I think that she stands a very good chance. If she can not get kicked off is a consideration.
I don't really know that I have a whole lot of data to back up where I felt about Naya. I mean, obviously, like, the main thing that comes to mind is the way that she left her most recent show by getting kicked off for what she did with Jordan there. Just, you know, we don't need to rehash all of that. It was not great. So, yeah, I don't know where I remember her as far as competitive nature goes. I do know that her and Jordan entered the season on good terms. They literally had hung out at one point before the season. They posted a picture together that kind of, like, sent shockwaves through the challenge community before they had gone on to film together.
Were
like, what the hell is going on here? So we know that they're okay in the time since that whole thing went down. I look around the board at, like, where are the connections? Who else does she know here? Does anybody else, like, have any interest in her as a alliance member or whatever? I have very little data here, so.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I don't think she's going to have the easiest road, but I think she's pretty good in eliminations, especially if she can get a physical one. I think she has more than what it takes to take out most of the women on this cast, so I'm not super worried. I think I remember her being pretty decent at puzzles as well, so I just think that she is competitively at the top of this pack.
Mel, thoughts on Naya?
No, I don't have a ton on Naya. I think that, Scally, you really summarized what I thought of her. I did think, like, in the beginning when I first watched her on Challenge, I liked her. Then obviously things started to turn. She has a beautiful smile, and that's really all I have for her. I'm okay she's here, but again, I think that I feel like such an old crony here, being like, so young for the All-Star show, but, you know, that's where we're at here. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, 33 years old is Naya. I mean, still not the youngest on the cast, but yeah, I really don't have a whole lot else. I just am surprised to see her back here. She has the most recent season that she was on was she started on 25.
Battle of the X's 2.
Right. What number was that? That was my Skype is in the way. 26, season 26. So okay. It's been, as far as the main challenge goes, 10, no, what are we on? 11, 37?
12.
a lot of seasons, 12 seasons have passed. So what is that, like 5 years plus?
Yeah. It's been since 2015.
Which, sure. So she's back for some reason. We'll see how it goes this time around and how they try to play up that, you know, story with her and Jordan and whatnot, if anyone cares. But that is going to be Scally's 8th pick. And on to me for number 9. I guess.
Yeah. I was going to say, though, it is wild. Like, Real World Portland was in 2014. Battle of the X's, her last appearance, was in 2015. She was only on TV for a year. Mm-hmm. And yet, right? Like, even we are like, okay, like, yeah, she was a big impact on the show. And then, like, it was announced that she was coming back and Twitter exploded. So, like, you know, this many years later, Naya's 1 year of television left its mark.
Yeah. Pretty crazy there. So we'll see again where things go for her. My picks coming up here are, I feel like I'm in a similar spot to where I was with the first two picks that I made, because almost everybody that I was considering is still on the board. I am definitely picking two women this time. I picked two men the first time and I'm between three. I want to go with the one that I feel like is obvious, but I also want to go with a different order here to show some respect. And I think that's what I'm going to do. I do not want to let this person slip away from me, and I don't think that they'll come back to me. I think I need to take our reigning champion, John A., here with my third pick, the 9th overall pick. We are not going, well, or at least one thing I'm not going to do is sleep on John A again, as far as being a draft pick goes. She is, you know, potentially could be considered a 2-time champion if you want to count the first season where there was only one winner and it went to the guy there, yes, who won. And then obviously, you know, pulled out the win last season, has just been dominating these seasons as far as physical performance, social game goes. She's a whole nother person coming back here in her 30s to compete on the challenge. I am loving it, and I have nothing but faith in her.
I still have a couple doubts. We haven't seen her in an elimination on All Stars, and her original elimination record is 2-5. So, like, yes, if Johnny makes it to the final, she can fully win. I have no doubt in that. But if the final does not wait part one, like, if it weighs part one as it should have been weighed, there's no way John A wins that season. And so I think that there are, like, circumstances which have made her like extremely competitive in part one, being strategic about who she was going to pick as her partner for the season one, and season two, the second part of the challenge, being weighted so extremely heavily for like a very short part of the challenge or final. So I think that John A is like a very solid pick who can win a final, no doubt. But I still do have a few concerns.
That you all just listed, or that you have more?
Well, just like that, and as well as similar to yes, like, are people going to let her skate by this season?
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as we've seen that she can play since she's come back to this point, but I do, have to consider, the people that are in that position. Yes, John A and MJ, people that have won this particular show so far and where they stand coming into this one. Yes, like I said, I don't know where I see his connections 100%. John A, I see them. I feel like she's had people that she's now played with on both season one and two of the show that, you know, have probably had a good relationship with her. That's why she has been playing such a great social game. Specifically, I noted the connection with Nehemiah that was kind of coming up towards the end of the season. She talked, both her and MJ talked mm-hmm. about how they really thought that they were going to be going into that last elimination. And after they did not, it was like they owed them, Nehemiah, I guess, especially like their lives. And John A was just so appreciative of Nehemiah. I recently, after that elimination or that episode had aired, I feel like there was like a whole lot of love exchanged back and forth between John A and Nehemiah on Instagram about just, mutual respect and appreciation and all this kind of stuff. So I do feel like there's a connection there that is stronger than we have maybe seen. And going into the third season, if I'm looking at that Wes and Nehemiah as like a big power structure, I do feel like John A could be tied to that if her and Nehemiah are going into the season good. Maybe wanting, I'm sure she wanted to mend fences based on, where things were with the King's Palace versus, the other alliance last season. So again, just feeling good about her again. So I don't want to let the opportunity go for me to take her here. Mel?
I totally agree. I do think that John A is more at risk this season than she was in her first two. Again, she got through two seasons without going to an elimination. Nehemiah commented on the show. They might have had each other's backs, but now, John A is becoming a legend of the game. And eventually you've got to take a shot at the legend. But I think it's a very smart pick.
Yeah. Who will take that shot? We'll see. I'm not looking forward to it. I do feel like, it's definitely likely to happen. I don't think she's skating by again, but if anybody's going to, it's her. So, we'll see how that goes. And then, my next pick here, who was going to be my first pick, but I did want to give that respect pick to John A. I'm doing it. You know, it's coming. Kayla, join my team. Kayla Casillas is back, and I am just so excited to have Kayla back on the show, and in a situation where I can pick her on my draft team and not feel bad about it, because I feel like I picked her on my team in past seasons, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of a heart pick. I don't know that she can actually win. I don't know. She is in a great spot here. I think she has connections to Wes, I think, and I don't know who else on the cast, but I feel like she is set up very well here. She's the youngest person. She's definitely super, still in challenge mode. She literally is like just coming off of not just coming off of the main show, but like she very much could still be on the main show. Like she is like the definition of could have been called for 37, 38, and like nobody would have been like, oh, somebody's coming back. Like, no, she's just still in that rotation. I don't know why she's on All Stars, but I'm not upset about it. I know, Scally, you don't feel the same, but that's where I am.
Yeah, I just am kind of like, why? Why is this happening? I know she recently announced on Instagram that she'll never do a main show again. I think that she probably really likes the comfy landing spot of All Stars and plans on being here for a long time. But I don't know. I agree. Like, this is a less competitive field. She gets to go away for a fraction of the time and doesn't make quite as much money, but I'm sure makes a decent amount of money. So I think Kayla is like, we're stuck with her, whether you like her or not. I am like, fine. I don't actively dislike Kayla by any means. And I'm like, I was happy to have her back when she did show back up on the main challenge. But I'm still kind of thought that like this was an All-Stars like 6 move rather than an All-Stars 3.
Fair. Mel?
Yeah, I don't have a ton of Kayla thoughts. I do think like she's a little new to be there. She's been on the other show. She is a strong competitor, and anything to rub sand in Nelson's wounds, daily challenge loser Nelson. So I think, by the way, Nikayla was the person that I knew that you were going to pick.
Yeah, I figured.
Yep.
Yeah.
The thing for me is...
And that's fine. We all have to have a heart pick.
It's tough because I think of Kayla and I think of her against the women's field on the main show, and usually have her like not especially towards the top. And so I still had some women on this season above Kayla, for me personally. But I think she definitely is live to win.
Yeah, I had her as my number one on the women's side. Which, like I said, I kind of switched the order around as far as making my actual official picks go. What were you gonna say?
Is that a heart pick, or do you think she is the number one most competitive woman on the woman's side?
I think I don't know if it's like most competitive, but I think that she has come close and shown enough potential on the main challenge where, on a f in a field like this, I do just, and I hate to bring the agent into it, but I do it anyway. Just being the youngest one out here, I feel like she's got a lot of things in her favor here. So I don't know. She just was my top pick. I mean, and where does that come from? I don't know. She's never won a challenge. She's only made it to one final out of 5 seasons she's been on. So it's again like the stats aren't really there in her favor. It's just how I've always seen potential in her. And maybe it's a little bit of hard, feeding into it. I can't say that that's not the case, but I just feel good about her.
I think it's totally defensible. She has a good elimination record in 4-2. But for some reason, I just don't feel as good about her in eliminations as that may show. But totally capable of winning.
Yeah. All right. Well, back to you for pick number 11.
This is tough. Let's do it. I said that I have a couple women ahead of her, and let's take one of them. I have a lot of women on my team, at least so far, and take Kendall.
Okay. Our robbed queen, I guess, of this season.
Yeah, Kendall gone too soon from last season, was barely even shown on the episodes. I think that while she showed a lot of difficulty getting along in the first season of All Stars, she had no traces of that on the second season. I'm wondering if that was hidden because it didn't end up playing into the story, or if she actually did do a much better job of integrating with everyone on the season. So I'm hoping it's the latter. And she actually has formed connections and not annoying people. But regardless, I think she is extremely competitive against the field.
Mel.
Yeah, when I initially saw her name on the All Stars 3 list like 6 months ago, I was not happy. But I do think that given her early exit from All Stars 2, well worth another shot. I'm still not super attached to Kendall, but I do think she's super competitive. She is a good competitor. So totally understand why she's here. So excited to see what she does, but I think it's a good pick for Scally, but I didn't really want her on my team still.
I had her in the middle of the pack. I don't ever see her social game improving to the part into like the kind of place where I want it to be to be picking somebody at least this early in the draft. Not that it's like super early, but third round or whatever we're in right now. I wouldn't have picked her this soon, but I do think that she's still somebody to keep an eye on in these seasons. I feel like last season was kind of its own separate thing, going out the way that she did. But the first season she showed so much promise and so much heart with all of those eliminations. And this I feel like she's definitely had time to make connections with all the other people on the cast as well. The people that have done 3 seasons together have to have some kind of some kind of connection. Especially she's got the thing with Darrell that is kind of, all the way back to their original season, and to this day he still doesn't want to say her name whenever possible. So she does have at least one person who has some pull in the house looking out for her. I just, still have doubts about her in the same way that kind of Scally was just saying about Janae, that like, I see it, but I still have concerns. Concerns with a K.
Totally fair.
All right. Anything else on Kendall? Going once,
Not
going
for me.
twice, and off to Mel for pick number 12.
Well, a little bit of a Kendall adjacent, sort of. The person who went home with her in All Stars 1, I'm going to pick Nehemiah.
Yeah, I don't know how he fell this far.
I decided to go with Nehemiah. One, save the palace, aka safety palace. I think Nehemiah, I know he was a much talked about figure of All Stars 2. Personally, I loved seeing Nehemiah's growth in the game of sort of being, for lack of a better term, a bit of a doormat back in the day, kind of taking things. People were pretty rude to him, and he always kind of took it in stride. And to see the strategic force he's become was, I thought, a really interesting arc for him to be like, you know what? No, it's my time to win. I do think he's either going to last or he's in big trouble. He obviously has Derek still in the game this season. Obviously, you know, probably some bad blood between what happened. So I am a little nervous about Nehemiah and his stance, but he also, we talked about, has the Austin support. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a good competitor. I think he's decent at elimination. So I'm gonna take Nehemiah on my team.
Yeah, I think I've said it twice. I'll say it again. I do feel like I have my eye on the Wes and Nehemiah of it all, and Melinda coming into this season. So, you know, again, I'm a little shocked to see him go this far. This far down, I definitely would have taken him if he made it back to me, but I didn't quite expect that to happen. Showed a lot of potential last season. And it's, for me, I'm like, I feel like Nehemiah is somebody that we've seen 100 seasons of, but this is only like he did 4 of the main show, and this is going to be his 3rd of this show. So, you know, I guess now we're up to 7, which is nothing to sneeze at. But I still feel like he's been around almost as long as like anybody, you know, any of those top dogs. And it just kind of keeps getting better as far as challenge competitor goes. I mean, I know that not everybody is like in love with him as a personality on the show, which I get. But I do feel like his stock is rising as time goes on.
He could be on the main show. Like, there's nothing stopping him from like fitting in there. I am a little concerned for him. I think Mel flagged up. I could see Nehemiah as a first boot. Like, I think that he has a lot of people that want to actively be targeting. I think especially Derek. I think Derek is someone who holds a grudge and is likely to come back this season wanting to really change the story of what happened last time. I think Nehemiah is the figurehead of the other side of the house at this point, maybe even more so than Wes, just given his last 2 appearances. So I think that Nehemiah could find himself in trouble early, which is the only reason that he has fallen this far for me.
My call that I'm going to make here for this season is that Derek and Nehemiah patch things up.
My problem here is that, like, maybe they're like, you know what, actually, it's not so bad. I don't think it really benefits either of them to do so, because I think that their rivalry is definitely helping them in terms of ensuring their casting call. Not that either of them, like, really need it, but I think that when Derek has, like, Mark and Brad and Darrell and MJ and whoever else on this cast, and Nehemiah has Letarian and Wes and, you know, his, like, other people, I think he worked with Cyrus on season 1. It's just like, it doesn't benefit them that much to start working together. Like, they're going to target Yes and then call the truce off.
I don't know. I think it's Wes. I think Wes is going to be the thing that brings them together, because I know that Derek has a good relationship with Wes, and Nehemiah obviously does. So I feel like Wes is going to come in and say, you know, I need you guys to be on this on a good page. Look what happened when Bananas and I worked together. Maybe not for the whole way through, but, you know, you can go a lot farther if neither of you, you know, if you make a truce here to not go after each other. And that's just my, you know, fan fiction of how this is going to play out.
It's just hard to see Derek go from, like, kissing the ring of Mark so aggressively on All Stars 1 to, like, doing what Wes wants to do.
Yeah. I don't know.
So we'll see.
Derek just flopped so bad last season that I feel like if he wants to, you know, ensure that doesn't happen again, I feel like he's got to look deeper into his game this time around. And I want to say that I have the confidence in him to do so, but we'll see. So there's Nehemiah off the board at number 12. Mel, anything else on Nehemiah?
No, I'm good.
All right. Then you're up for number 13.
So my number 13, I'm picking somebody that I remember a bit, but I actually don't have as much experience with as much as probably you two do, because I still have a couple seasons of Challenge proper I didn't finish. But the one season I saw this woman, I was very impressed. She almost won, and I'm going to choose Sylvia.
Yeah. If I could have picked 3 people in my last turn, it would have been Kayla, Sylvia, and John A. So I was hoping that there was a chance she could come back to me. Of course not. But yeah, Sylvia, I think, is a great pick here. She was the highest person still up on my board.
Yeah, she's a great personality. She was partnered with one of the most boring humans to be on the show, possibly even more boring than Jody, if that's possible. I'm not sure. So she really stuck out to me as somebody I remember. She was a strong competitor. I will never forget the way she cried when they lost that final. So I really think she has the heart to win. And I guess I'm going to pick one of the youngins out there. I think Sylvia is a great choice for me.
Yeah, she's definitely got a connection with Kayla. They had, you know, been on seasons together, and I'm pretty sure worked together, unless I'm imagining that. But
Lavender Ladies, come on.
Yeah, but for a second I was like, is Kayla a Lavender Lady? Like,
she falls in there.
I mean,
I mean, she was like actually, I think actually on that particular season, they distinctly fell on opposite sides.
Right,
of
that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there was not. Like, I feel like there was a connection between them, but not like I was having a hard time imagining. So it was like Amanda and Ashley and Sylvia and Marie and Shane. So Kayla wasn't directly in that, but I do feel like I don't know.
Yeah, I came in very confident and was like, no, never mind. but I still think that, like, it's enough. And, like, who else really do the other, like, they each have on the season? Right. So I think that devil you know.
So
also, on Challenge Wiki, it says Sylvia appeared on House Hunters in August 2020.
Oh.
Fun fact.
I do know she does real estate, so that sounds like a show that would make sense for her to pop up on.
There you go. I think Sylvia is a great pick here. She was also the highest woman on my board. Mm-hmm. It was her and Kendall that I had above Kayla. So I think that if you had not picked her, she would have been coming up very soon for me. I think that she is completely alive here. Is another one that I kind of have the question of, like, why are we jumping to Sylvia already?
Yeah.
But, as long as she's here, I think that she stands just as good a shot. Has one of the more iconic eliminations against Melissa. So I hope we get to see another one of those.
Yeah. The Melissa elimination definitely is the one that stands out to me when I think of, like, what a competitor Sylvia can be. She, you know, she was sick during that one, and she still went, you know, round after round and just completely, you know, showed her dominance as far as what she can do on this show. And being here, I'm surprised because I thought she was done. I thought that she had, you know, kind of moved forward in life away from the show. But I guess there's so many people that fall into the category of if they call you, you're probably going to come back anyway. So she's here and we'll see how it goes. I'm excited to see her back because I've always enjoyed her. I don't know that I need her to be like a mainstay here, but we'll see how this one goes and we'll go from there. So good pick at number 13. Scally's up at number 14.
All right. I am going to take someone that I, you know, don't love, but got pretty close last time. I'm taking Brad off the board.
Well, made my decision for me because he was definitely the next person I was debating. Why Brad?
Okay, so I think I can guess who you were debating.
It's probably obvious.
For me, for the difference with Brad and that one other person is Brad can do puzzles, and I think Brad is strong in eliminations, can do very well in a final. I don't think he is going to be anyone's top target here. I feel like he fits in well between both sides, where we saw he had a great connection with Nehemiah last season. Not that it really did anything for either of them. But I don't see why they would come out of that season not wanting to work together, or at least not actively target each other coming into this season. I think Brad will probably fall into the, like, Mark Derek side of things, but he's like low man on the totem pole. So why would you target him? So I feel pretty good about Brad.
Yeah. Brad, I feel like as an overall challenger, his stats don't show what he actually is capable of, especially, I mean, just to this day. I mean, he is very strong. He is very focused in this game. When we saw it last season, like, he had his head on straight and he was trying to do his best to, you know, mend the relationship with Nehemiah the whole way through, even though it was obviously we're on different sides. And I just feel like he was way more focused than I've ever seen him before. You know, take all the Britney stuff out of it that, you know, that was kind of distracting him while he had come back a couple of years ago. His stats, you know, he's done 11, 12 seasons and he's only won once. He's only made a final twice. Let me pull this back up. Brad.
He has four finals.
Thank you. Four finals, but only one win. And, you know, it's again, I don't feel like the one win there for 11 seasons shows exactly what he has been able to do or been capable of. But I cannot knock the pick at all.
Like, if he doesn't just go full dummy and rip the boxes off, because apparently following up on that as well, he was like away when they were explaining the rules and then he came back and they explained them differently and didn't say that they had to untie them. So Brad has one giant mistake that he should have been able to figure out last season, and if not for that, like, very well could win the season as well. So I have no issue taking Brad here, personally.
Mel, what do you got?
I think that's a great choice. I mean, if I wasn't trying to make my team a little bit different than last season, I think I would have Brad again. I thought it was his best showing in a very long time. Much more mature Brad, really good competitor, even though he was paired with, you know, again, the dullest competitor. But that was magic to them. They were pretty good at it. So I think it's a great pick. I think he has a good shot to last a very long time. Almost like a floater thing. Everyone kind of likes him, and he's not in everybody's business compared to others.
Mm-hmm. Brad, I mean, as far as, you know, I was talking about earlier, Wes is really high up there on the list of, you know, doing the most seasons. Brad's, you know, no slouch here, but with 11 seasons, I, you know, color code my spreadsheet here. It's like a nice bright blue for anybody who's done more than 10 seasons. And on this cast in particular, you have Veronica with 11, Darrell with 11. You know, this is going to be their 12th. Brad with 11, Derek with 12, and Wes with 14. So, not a very big pool of people that have done that many, but Brad isn't, you know, he is in it. So he's got the experience for sure. No denying that. I guess we'll bounce right into my pick, who it does seem like. Scally, who am I picking here? You could just tell me.
You're picking Derek.
Yeah. Derek, how the mighty have fallen for Derek, who
truly was
at once my first overall pick, I think, in mm-hmm. these drafts. And last time around was in the second round. And now we're in the fifth round? I don't know. Like, insane.
Yeah. Round five.
But it doesn't strike me as anything, you know, shocking. It's not to say that he's, you know, getting worse, but just the confidence that I had in him at one time, and obviously last season's showing is a big factor in all of this, but it's just, it doesn't feel to me the same where it was like, oh, Derek is such a beast on this show, like he's probably always going to be a top pick to win. Now it's like, okay, yeah, no, he can be a beast, but there's a lot more to the game going on that I don't know where he's at compared to what it took to win a challenge back when he was winning all those challenges.
I have complicated thoughts on Derek. Once my all-time favorite, and not quite there at the moment, but I just think that more so even than his performance that motivated him falling this far for me, it was looking at the last two All-Stars finals and seeing how heavy the different like stations and checkpoints really played into who ended up winning. That's where I start to lose confidence in Derek, because I think I came down on the side that running is more important in the final, and I maintain that for the main challenge. In terms of All-Stars, I am going to say, yes, checkpoints are more important. You need to be able to do puzzles. You need to be able to like stay calm and handle all of that, and I am a little worried about Derek in there.
Mel, where do you stand at the moment on Derek?
I mean, I think it's no surprise. I'm annoyed by Derek, which would be an understatement. If he could take down his confessionals just a few notches, that would be great. I think it totally makes sense that he's at this point. I think that we've seen his game is reliant on others. I think he thinks he's the mastermind when in fact he is not. I would be fine if after this he gets a break. I think he is one of the people that will never take a break, and I understand he has a job that allows him to come do this as much as he wants. But I would hope that after three, we give him some time off, because I'm pretty tired of him.
See, for me, if you're looking for the CT of All Stars, like this is him. This is the CT of All Stars. So
that's like, the only reason is that he seems kind of more likely to lose than a Darrell. That was my only comment. Like Darrell actually stands a chance to win. I think that Derek can get to a final. I don't think Derek can win a final at this point.
Ooh, see, I'm almost thinking like this is the one that I'm gonna look back on and think, how did we let Derek fall to 15th overall after like averaging like first and a half pick or whatever in the last one? But you know, it concerns me. I think that he enjoys playing from the front and isn't good at it. So I'm curious if this season knocks him down a few pegs, or if he's able to do what he could not do last season.
And I don't necessarily feel like I will, you know, kick myself. Well, why would I kick myself? I have him on my team anyway. But I don't think that you guys will be able to kick yourself, you know, if that is the case. Say he, you know, pulls out the win here. Just look at the people that have been picked before him. I mean, everybody, I meant on the men's side. I think all of the men that have been picked so far have a very valid case as to being a better pick here over Derek at this moment in challenge time. it's like I said, a big fall from grace for a guy who, you know, was a first round. This is almost the Bananas effect to a T, right, Scally? Like, this is we were picking Bananas like first overall, second overall, whatever it was, and then as time went on with him, you know, evolving into those future seasons that we were drafting, 32, 33, 34, whatever it was, he just kept slipping further down the list. So that's not the trajectory that I'm sure Derek wants to be on, but it does seem like where he is. So,
well, that if he continues on that trajectory, he will be taking a few seasons off soon, and I don't think that's the case. So we'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
I mean, even Durrell was picked a lot later than we typically would have picked him. I mean, we're all sort of changing and seeing how All-Stars is different than the other game, and also watching them compete multiple times and knowing where their strengths and weaknesses are. It's interesting to see our choices differ, and I think that's what's also made this draft fun, is it's not like, let's pick the same 10 people and then figure it out from there.
Right. All right. And I have one more pick here before sending it back up for four picks away, that, or back to you guys for four picks until I get my next one. So this does make it tough because I don't feel like I'm in a spot right now where I was like, oh, it's obvious. I knew this pick was obvious, the Derek one, but the next one is tough. The highest ranked woman on my board is still available, kind of like separated from a couple of other picks in the pack. This might only make sense to people that are looking at my spreadsheet, which is just me. But there's also still two guys on the board that I have a hard time passing up on both of them, but I don't want to pick two men again. This is tough. I am going to go with, I could just make this dead air and cut it all out while I make my pick.
That's your call.
I think like the one person that I really want to pick, it's got to be Hart pick here. Like, I do feel like it could definitely come back to me. And the two that, the other two, I don't think. All right. I'm picking a guy here. I don't think both of them will come back to me. I will take Mark. He was going to be your pick?
Thought I had him.
It's a great sound. Great sound to hear.
Is it because you have matching initials?
Yes. Mark Liguori is going to be my pick here. I don't think Mark can win, and I don't think he will win. Ageism again strikes here. The oldest person on the cast. Sure, he is in like better shape than I will be in any stage of my life. Like, that is not anything that I could ever take from him. But the younger guys, the younger legs that I think are on the cast, I do, you know, I'm gonna feel better about a lot of them. But it's Mark Long. When does he go home early on a season? When will he ever go home early on an All-Stars, where, like, you are all here because of this man putting together this project? I just never will see a world where anybody's like, we need to go after Mark. Like, I feel like he could be on 50 All-Star challenges and he will make it to the end on each one. And again, I don't know that he will win many of them, because I do feel like a lot of the younger guys will be better at the finals that he will be. But I do have to take the longevity of Mark Long. I feel like he will be with us all season long. Mel?
Yeah.
Or Scal?
I mean, can't deny it. I mean, I think it's a good choice. I do think he is a long laster. Don't know how he would do in a final scenario. I think that Mark's the kind of person who's probably like decent at eliminations, like a one-on-one, the adrenaline. But the long haul, not sure. But again, this is his show, his baby. And we saw first time around, they really kind of let him coast. I don't know if they'll do that this time. Hopefully, no. I would like to see that, you know, just because you're the creator, it doesn't just give you a free ride. But it's not like he's a weak physical person. He's just at a different advantage than others in the game.
I mean, he did go into one elimination in this in the first All-Stars and did win. So I'm not too worried about him. We saw him in the final, which, yes, was broken up into a million stages. But I never felt like Mark was the one holding his partner back or was struggling to run up the mountain in the final stage. I feel like Mark is very live to win. And I feel like we are coming up on the last of the people who are alive to win. So Mark, I know that he is the figurehead of the other alliance. So that make what I am assuming is the other alliance of like the Marks and Dereks and Brads and them. But like you said, they may give him a free pass or they may stay like, you had it on season one and good luck now. You're one of everybody. So Mark was going to be my next pick here.
Yeah, no, I don't see that world playing out of them saying, "Oh, yeah, I had the free pass the first time around." Like, no, I think that he is the one person that is commenting on every single person's like social media at all times. Like,
Oh, your favorite sleuthing skill.
he is just constantly making these connections, and whether they're real or not, I feel like he causes everybody to believe that they have a friend in Mark Long. So I just I wasn't going to pick him, but like just everything within me pulled me at the last second to just take him there. So sorry, Scally, but who are you going to pick next?
Well, I'm mad at everything within you,
Okay, that's
if that's
fine.
the case. But it for me was between probably the two guys that you were between.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go
Can I make your
with
pick?
John A's plus one.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you
You
can make my
just, yeah, you just said it.
pick.
Your pick is MJ.
My pick is MJ.
Yes.
I just,
Go ahead.
I feel good about him still. I think that he's gonna fall far in these drafts just because a lot of the other guys are more flashy and like they are bigger names in the franchise, but I think MJ's just as competitive, really. I don't see a lot of weaknesses in his game. He think he struggled at times in the final, but I'm not worried about him at the same time. I think he's this is around the last of the live to win people for me.
Yeah, and if anything, I feel like he's more live to win than Mark is. I just, again, that guaranteed factor to me that Mark will probably be there all season long, and who knows what'll happen if, say, MJ and John A both get thrown into elimination together. It could go poorly for my, third overall pick, and if MJ goes with, who knows? That target on the winners' backs, I do think is going to be there. Will they all be able to escape it? I don't know about all of them. Maybe, hopefully, one or two of them. If you're rooting for them, who knows? But Mel, what do you have on MJ?
Yeah, same. I think that winner's target that we've talked about for a few is there. He, I thought, really overperformed based on what I expected, and mostly because I thought that finally it was great to see a partner support John A and really see why she's incredible. And I think that just made, I'm still not like 100% sold on MJ, but it was great to see a man not be extremely toxic to John A and truly see what a gem she is and always has been.
Yeah, and I think that's something that gets talked about a lot about All-Stars in general, and MJ even stood out from the bunch in like the better batch of men All-Stars versus the main challenge, not even a comparison. MJ stood out constantly asking and reassuring, like, is this what you want to do? Are you okay with it? And so I think he's a really good partner to have. I think he's no slouch in competitions. And I where Mark maybe the figurehead of an alliance. I don't think that's ever MJ. So has the winner target, but less of the strategic one.
Yep. MJ back for another shot to potentially go back to back here. We will see how things play out for him. I really don't know what else to analyze as far as MJ as a competitor. We saw him win, and that's about all that I really can tell you. I mean, he competed just fine with everybody else. They had the one win that him and John A had during the season. So it's not like he was like, beasting through every single competition. He was doing perfectly fine. Like you said, he's not as flashy as everybody else, which kind of brings him down to this point in the draft, but easily a steal for you in the last one, and easily could be one again this time. So we'll see. And then we go to Mel for two picks, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was actually surprised. I thought this was going to be one of your picks, so I'm going to grab her. I'm going to take Jemmy.
Yeah, I didn't think.
Yep.
Jemmy was somebody that going into All Stars 1, I think actually, if we went back and rewound the tapes here, I think I was kind of low on Jemmy, and she totally over delivered for me, both on a narrator perspective, which I should have known she would be great, but also social and strategic A plus, and then really came through on the challenges, did pretty good in the final. I don't want to sleep on Jenny.
Yep,
Yeah.
I wanted her. I really did. That was my hard pick earlier that I did not take, and I will probably live with regret about it just because I love to have Jemmy on my team to root for
Yeah, I knew that you were really struggling not taking her
her.
and was enjoying myself personally, but I think Jemmy, I still can't get like challenge mainstay Jemmy out of my head. And that is a problem for these drafts, because if I go back to All-Stars 1, really what took her out was eating really spicy foods, which like screwed her in running, and she was not able to recover. I think it was the chilies that she then just like absolutely flopped after them. And had she not had those, I think Jemmy is in much better shape now. I think that she is like very smart, whether that she applies that to puzzles or the political game. I think she's well set up socially, where you may think that she doesn't have a ton of connections to the older school cast members. She did just fine without those on All-Stars 1, where there were even more of them. So I think Jemmy is a good pick here.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're looking at my board like I am, that completes everybody in the top 17, 18 picks on my board. Everybody that's left is at the very bottom, plus Cynthia. So there's that for my list, in case you want to peek inside.
How dare you put Cynthia at the bottom?
I'm sorry. She was 12 out of 12. I said that. I'm hoping that I was right, just for the sake of my draft team.
But I'll allow it. I mean, I would love a delight, but, you know, as we said, heart choice.
And maybe I'll stand and, you know, regret, but we'll see. But that was just one pick. You have two.
Okay, my other pick. It's another heart pick, but I actually think that there's some stuff to back this up. My other pick is Ronnie.
All right.
Ooh.
Tell me anything about Ronnie. I'll believe you.
Yeah. So Ronnie is from Road Rules Northern Trail. Real throwback. Great cast. Would love to see some of them back. A little thing about Ronnie is that Ronnie was a dancer. I don't know if she still is, but her big thing when she was on the show was that she was 18 and she graduated from the high school that was like the Fame High School from like the movie and television show Fame. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I, you know, a dancer, that takes a lot of endurance, athleticism. She's 43, so, you know, in terms of an All-Stars age, maybe on other seasons, a pretty average age. I don't know, this one we'd have to probably do our math a little bit more, but I think she has what it takes, and I thought she was always a really like interesting and nice character on the show, and she's also won challenges back in the day, so again, her Chiron will
she
say
is two for two
champion.
Two for
she
two
is apparently the only woman to have competed on multiple seasons and won every time that she was on.
I'll believe it. I mean, she's been on two seasons. It was on season 2 and season 7 of the show. Won both times. Won, you know, 100% success rate of winning, of making it to all the way to the end. So, again, I know nothing about Ronnie, but a proven legend that I can't wait to see defend her title that she's been holding on to since season 7.
There we go. Yeah, let's see if she can go 3 for 3. I won't be upset.
Yeah. Scally, you have anything else on Ronnie?
Nope. I am excited to see. I feel like I came in here being like, all right, so Mel will end up with Cynthia and Ronnie.
Listen, by choice, not by default.
Friends, I told my friends, if you had chosen me as third, like in the order where Matt is, I would have probably just picked Cynthia and Ronnie back to back as Ronnie. And I'm not lying, just to do it.
You know, I think I might have been able to pick Jemmy with my last pick if Mel had not taken Cynthia earlier in the draft, and I felt like, you know, there's more help for me being.
Yeah, Ronnie now feels like a steal now that you've both acknowledged. <Mel. she's done that.
laughs> Oh, help. All right. I'm happy you're like, happy.
And that's the thing. I feel like on All-Stars 1, I did a little more like looking into like, what are these people looking like on Instagram these days? But
I got nothing from being them.
Hers is locked. I did check.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, being that I knew all but two people here very well, I did not feel compelled to go do that. So Ronnie could be the surprise of the season for me. Who knows?
Someone's got to be. And I like having, you know, people like Cynthia, Ronnie, anybody from like way earlier seasons that I don't know. It's fun to have people on these seasons that like it's like getting like newbies on the Challenge regular show that like to see new people. So I don't know them, but some people do. And to me, they're going to be fun new additions. So we'll see how that goes. Scally, you are up with pick number 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, I wish there were more of the Cynthia and Ronnie is that
I was
like,
gonna say
to
say the same thing. I think that's the bummer with maybe this one is that not only are they, I said before, or pretext and Scally brought up that I said they weren't that likable, but I was bummed that we're not getting a lot of like truly like fresh challenge meat here. We know most of these people, they've either been on All-Stars or Challenge proper semi-recently. So it's a little disappointing, especially on the men's, especially the men's side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Speaking of someone who has been on recently, you know, three times even recently, I'm going to take third time All-Star Letarian.
First time without him on my team. I wondered if I could get him on the next time around.
No, you weren't getting him at the very last pick of the draft. Keep dreaming. You know, I said that I thought we were through any of the possible winners. I think Letarian is unlikely, but not completely dead. I think that there is like a, you know, alternate universe where we could end up here. He's one of the older competitors, but I don't have many concerns with him. I don't think he is extremely strategic, but in great shape for sure.
I'm a big fan. I really do like Letarian. I truly just didn't want to pick him because I've had him so many times, but I think he's a great competitor. I think he plays the game with his heart on his sleeve. He gets so emotional. Watching him cry last season in the room when the palace didn't get broken up was a memorable moment for me. I think he is a beast in eliminations. And I think that as much as everyone says Kyle is the king of pole wrestling, I think Letarian would break his neck in half.
Yep. Letarian Derek pole wrestle is something that I would love to see.
Yeah, I'll take it. Letarian, obviously a proven competitor over these past two seasons and, you know, going into the third. I think I've been on record mostly not having been like the biggest fan of him lately. Nothing like against him. He just hasn't been like my most favorite compelling character out of all options of the like 24 people that are consistently on these seasons. But, you know, I think, you know, especially at this stage of the game, definitely the best available pick still on the board. So Letarian, three-time All-Star. Who could believe it? But he's here and he's on Scally's team.
Yeah, I can't believe that I did not throw 37 curses in drafting him here. So always good for just like a random string of swears before in a sentence. But excited to see what Letarian can do.
Yep. All right. I will speed this up as we get to the end here. Last couple of picks. My next pick is going to making my final two picks here as we close out the draft, essentially, in this next upcoming round. I am taking Veronica with my next pick. Definitely a lot of heart going into this pick because I am a very big fan of Veronica. I don't know that I see her winning. I need another woman on my team, though, and is she the only? No, it's her or Tina are
one
remaining.
More.
Yes. So will I take both? Ooh, we'll find out. But no, I needed to take Veronica here since she's still available. I just love her a lot, and she's got Jemmy here, so she's got obviously that connection. And I feel like she's just known all of these people for the past many years. And I'm hoping that there are other connections around that people will want to work with her in the game. And I'm very excited that she's finally showed up on an All-Star season.
It's like the number one, like, how was this person not on the first two All-Stars? I feel like that was left on the board, even though she had, and especially probably because she was on the challenge so recently, you just expected her to find her on this cast. So it's not surprising that she's back. I wasn't like clamoring just because we had seen her so recently, but always excited to see Veronica.
Yeah, this is a different playing field. We saw her on the main challenge where obviously, you know, with all of those rookies and younger competitors also, you know, she was just not holding up her and, you know, kind of dragging CT down along the way. It was really fun to have her there. And she had that really big moment, right, with the Leroy of it all. Wasn't that I think her moment, her move in Dirty 30. So, you know, she's definitely, you know, made her mark in modern day challenge. But I think that she'll do even better in a season like this where it's, you know, designed to be about old school players. So looking forward to having her back. Mel?
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily looking forward to her, but I totally understand why Veronica's here. She is a name of the challenge. It totally makes sense. A little surprised, yes, she didn't come sooner. I wouldn't be surprised if she wanted to wait, if she didn't know like what this was about. And as I said earlier, her and Ayana didn't get along, so I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, it's me or her, and I wouldn't be surprised if both of them said that. I just don't think they get along. And, you know, she's always been a strong competitor. I will give her that. So interested to see how she will do on this. And one of the big things that came up, I remember season one, was like that she's good friends with Jemmy, and that's why Jemmy felt very torn about befriending Beth. So I think that's an interesting thing to know, like, where Jemmy stands in this game, because Jemmy is kind of friend to all. What happens when her loyalties get tested with all different people in the game that she's befriended? She's got a lot of All-Stars 1 friends on this cast.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see that, but we'll get more on that later.
Yes. My next pick here, I would love to go with the heart and take Tina and make this just super standable for me, especially to balance out an earlier pick that I made, maybe my first overall pick, where not much standing, but I'm going to do what I think is the more reasonable thing here and take Tyler off the board, which, I still did not fully believe he was here, because when we were going through the cast in the last episode, I remembered that he was going to be there. Scally was there to remind me that he is on this cast. I don't know what to make of Tyler in, you know, modern challenge times. Obviously a two-time challenge champion, so it's, you know, you can't take that away from him, but it's just like, where's his connections? He, you know, showed a lot of heart in that elimination last season, but ultimately did lose it, so I don't, you know, I do have him second to bottom of the men's side for me here, but out of Tina, Tyler, and Cyrus, Tyler's gonna be my pick.
I don't think Tyler is the second least competitive man on the board. I don't think that he is like a bad of a competitor as you would think by being drafted this low. But like, who's working with Tyler on the season? That's, I don't see a single person. Exactly. There's no one. Like, and on All-Stars 2, like, where I thought he may have had some inroads, it was just like, oh yeah, Tyler's in the middle and no one wants to work with him and he's going to go home whenever we feel like it. And like, that sucks. And I think it's even worse this season.
Yeah, totally agree. I think last season they were relying on, a lot of times when he was kind of the burn nominee, it was the women will save him, but he didn't have the men on his side. And I think that's his weakness. And seeing this season that it is so similar to All-Stars 2 or 1, really, and kind of adding in a few more alphas that fit into that mold, I just think it's going to be tough for Tyler. And that's too bad, because I do think physically he is decent. He went up against Letarian and pole wrestle. Again, no one was going to beat Letarian in that, so I'm excited to see Tyler come back, hoping that something happens that can make him stick around. Maybe the politics will step up this season.
Yeah, can dream. I like Tyler. I wish I could have taken him earlier, but it didn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you said. Like, him being picked this late shouldn't really reflect like his, like, where he is as a competitor. It's just, as I said earlier in the draft, it's just the men's side, I do feel like, is very stacked. And it, to me, does make sense for him to be second from the bottom on the men's side. That's, like I said, where I had him. But that's not, again, a knock at him. It's just there are, he was 11, I guess, out of 12. So there are 10 guys that I think are better than him. So I don't know. That's my final pick. Scally, you have one pick left to go that will determine the final person on Mel's team.
All right. I am a little worried about this person from many different standpoints, but I think that they actually could do decently well if they decide to stick around this time. So I'm going to take Tina off the board.
That's the way to go. And you know what? Mel is probably thrilled to have Cyrus. So
honestly, I was fine with any of when I looked at the end of who was left, I was like, you know what? I'm happy with any of these. I loved you. You know, I still love Tina. I actually really loved her arc of her saying last season, you know what? This is the me of the past and I've grown and this is not a healthy space. Cut to you texting me the link of who's on this cast and me going, I'm sorry, what? Because I truly thought she was done with the show. And in fact, I looked at other All-Stars links in the past. I don't recall seeing her name on it. So this did blow my mind. She's back.
Scally said the same thing when we were going, you know, we were, was she like maybe not on it first or something like that? Because I always thought I saw her name there.
I'm a little worried about the next thing we'll talk about coming into play with Tina for whatever reason, which I would have been, had her at the top of my most worried. And I don't know if that was me just not looking at the list for a while and then remembering how Tina went out and forgetting that she was going to be there. Just, I was surprised to see her decide to come back after her exit last season. I really thought that she had decided that the challenge as a whole was not for her and she would not be returning. But you know what? I think that she is very likely to quit the season again. I think she's very likely to get kicked off for punching someone and actually getting taken back to that dark place that she didn't want to return to. But you know what? If she goes home, I get someone else. So that's fine.
Tina, obviously, you know, a memorable exit last season when she went down to elimination, decided that she did not want to be the one to stay in the game. She would much rather, I think it was Melinda, right, that beat her down there. So she wanted Melinda to stay, and she was like, I'm good, I'm out of here. So definitely does feel surprising to see her back, but as a Tina fan, I'm not complaining about it. I don't think that anybody, you guys are saying you're not Tina fans, or maybe you are saying that, I don't know.
Always will be. We're not mad. We're just a little disappointed. And also, Skelly, I want to pass my crown to you for having the team made up of the most people who have been ejected from the game.
Yeah, I feel like almost my entire team has been ejected from this game.
Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
You know, when looking for a challenge competitor, a bad temper is one of the things that I'm looking for.
Do you have? Yep, you have nine. Wow, yeah, that's that's pretty impressive for you.
Is it? I think almost everyone but Kayla. Like, is there anyone I'm forgetting here?
Kayla.
Yeah, Kayla and Melissa.
Oh wait, but she's not on your team.
I said almost. I said I have almost everyone that has been kicked off of a challenge.
Gotcha.
For Kayla.
Gotha.
You don't have Jordan.
Jordan
was kicked off too, right?
He wasn't kicked off.
Was he kicked off with Naya? Weren't they both eliminated?
No, he was not.
Oh, he wasn't. For some reason, I thought they went out as a pair.
No, him and Sarah won that season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I totally forgot. No offense to Sarah, I forgot Sarah.
Wow. It happens.
I know, and I shouldn't. But mind you, I watched a lot of seasons in overlap, so the fact that I've retained any of these people and who they were working together, it was a lot to consume in one time.
So yeah, the Tina thing kind of speaks for itself. But Mel, thoughts on Cyrus on his return here from season one? Took a season off, and he's back now.
Glad he took a season off because he was pretty injured. If I recall, he'd hurt his knee. He's definitely one of the older competitors. I think is he older than Mark or just a little bit younger? But I love Cyrus as a personality. I thought Cyrus did a pretty good job competing season one, all things considered. Great personality. One of my faves, like, of all time of the show. I was a huge Real World Boston fan. I used to make my mom drive me by the Real World Boston house. So I have fond memories of Cyrus.
I have memories of Cyrus.
Oh, he is
a great guy.
He's just younger than Mark by like 2 months or three, or a couple months.
Yeah, the 250s.
So I enjoy Cyrus. I like Cyrus. I did consider picking him. Like, if I did not think that there, if I did not know that someone gets replaced on this cast, I may have picked Cyrus instead. I don't think that he is at risk for quitting or punching somebody. So I think Cyrus, just unfortunately, where he was pretty competitive in the first season of All Stars, I think he's going to have a tough road against the men on this season.
Exactly. He's still like a good, it's just a very stacked field of men, pretty much. I mean, and I think it's just that the ultimate thing is we know all the male competitors and what they can do versus that there are a few women that we don't really know what they can do, and therefore we can't accurately rank the women as we can the men, which allows a little more fluctuation.
So that's it. All 24 picks are in. We have I guess we should run back through the teams in every, how do I do this? I did not
Do you want me to?
Do you have it like by team?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect, because I have it all like in the order that we went. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so we'll go with the person who is picking first. We have Mel. Mel, your team is Melinda, Cynthia, Yes, Nehemiah, Sylvia, Jemmy, Ronnie, and Cyrus. How are you feeling about the team?
I'm liking it. I feel like I've got a lot of people that I want to back to win the show.
That's fair. I think it's a good team. I think that all three are pretty solid, and I think that this is, if I were to look at these teams blind and guess which one was yours, I could identify which one was yours.
Oh, absolutely.
that is very true. Like,
100%.
Someone's got to hold it down for the old people, you know? I'm not that old, by the way. Just enough old that I can remember that I was watching them when I was a kid.
Yes. Scally, what's your team?
My team is Kellyanne, Darrell, Naya, Kendall, Brad, MJ, Letarian, and Tina. Which,
all right,
I feel great about.
The quitters. The kicked offers.
I mean, all of the above, really. Like
the DQs.
DQs and Kendall, like I think every other person like has been DQ'd. So yeah, you know what? I am hoping not to bring that energy into All-Stars 3, but yeah, I feel good about any one of their chances. I think that every single person on my team, I actually do think could win a season. I think some are more likely than others, but I feel pretty good here coming in at the end of this draft.
Tina could win a season.
I don't think it's impossible if she decided to stay.
I agree. I do think that Tina was pretty strong of a competitor, and that's why it was disappointing that she chose to leave, because I thought she was in. I mean, her biggest rival was pretty much just Jody, and I think
Herself.
everybody else would have tolerated her. Yes, and her own and herself.
Yeah,
I mean,
basically.
that's the battle with Tina. That's, you know, even going back to all of the earlier seasons, like, sure, she's a beast and absolutely should be somebody who has won multiple challenges, but at the end of the day, she is her own biggest enemy that she gets in her own way. And you know, by the time we get to the end of the game, she's either not there or usually not there, right? I don't know. She hasn't made a final on All Stars, of course, but
Well,
as I
yeah.
look back on
She made two in her
two
original one.
finals, no wins. The finals were in seasons 10 and season 13. No, sorry, season 10 and 12. And then, you know, her last season being on the show was in 13, where she got DQ'd, of course, for hitting Beth, right? Yeah. Came back as the mercenary. And yeah, so that's the Tina story. I don't know why I'm stopping down on Tina, but well, who's on my team?
You have Jordan, Wes, John A, Kayla, Derek, Mark, Veronica, and Tyler.
Just hand me the win now.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa.
Sure. Sure.
That feels like the best draft team I've had in a minute. You got to like the second to last name before I was like, oh, okay. I feel
You
good.
know, that's fine. I feel the same. So I think
Listen, these
that,
Titans are going to have to go against each other, though, and who knows what will happen.
Yeah, I will fully eat my words at some point, I'm sure. Okay, cool. Those are the teams. That is the draft there. We do have another thing to chat about, but I guess we'll leave this as the opportunity for anybody to bounce out. I don't think this should be considered spoilery. It doesn't feel spoilery. But just comment about the season, about potential person that may join the cast, I guess, is the best way to put it without making it sound whatever.
I think that it is less of a spoiler than you're thinking
I do.
because,
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think anybody is really going to need to bounce out here. I feel like you can trust us that this is perfectly fine for you to know. But if you are super, I don't want to know anything, then skip ahead to like when there's 2 minutes left and we're doing plugs. But until then, Scally, oops, I just dropped my phone. I was going to pull up the note that I have about the alternates for this season, because that's what we're getting to here. The alternates for this season are your boy Ace,
Ugh, so close. All-Stars 4, fingers are crossed.
Dan from Real World Miami. I don't know this person.
Oh my God, I was so excited.
I'm so sorry.
I'm surprised it didn't happen.
Yeah,
So
Dan
sorry.
is, I mean, he's obviously a bit older now, but and given the Cynthia connection to Miami, but Dan was I would say like a villain king. He embraced it. He understood the assignment. Dan knew what he was hired for, and also was a decent competitor on the show. But I think in his like final appearances on the show, he went out fairly early, and I cannot remember last time. It was probably in like that Inferno kind of
I think
era.
it was Inferno 2 or 3.
For
But
sorry,
yeah,
for who?
probably
Wait,
for Dan.
Dan. Oh,
For Dan.
yeah. I could look, but it's probably
It's
going to take a
fine.
minute to find.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm assuming, honestly, with the pattern that this goes, he'll probably be on All-Stars 4, and we'll talk about it then.
Other alternate, of course, Sophia Bananas does All-Stars
Oh.
challenges, but doesn't always make it onto the actual challenge. Sometimes just, quarantines.
Robbed. She would
Always
have
the bridesmaid,
dominated.
never the bride.
Yeah.
They were too scared. They couldn't have the field be that competitive.
Exactly. So she is, toughing it out as far as the alternates go here. And then one alternate who we're going to flag up because of extenuating circumstances, it seems, our girl Beth is an alternate for this season, which is shocking on initial, alternate. You have Beth here and she's going to be an alternate, but apparently there's more to the story, Scally.
So there is. I do have one more name on the list of alternates,
I
though.
don't. Who do you have?
Oh, I don't either.
So I'm seeing, at least on the list I'm looking at, that a name, Tara McDaniel, was an alternate.
That's not a real person.
Oh, wait, that Tara, I know this. Tara was on Road Rules with Ronnie, and actually I really liked Tara.
Oh, look at you. That is correct. I am fact checking, and that is correct.
This
She
person
got
was on
choked.
one challenge. It was on season 5, made the final. Okay. So sorry.
She would have been good too. She had like a showmance kind of back in the van with a guy named Dan. I also was a big Dan fan. I think that Northern Trail would be a great one to re-explore having more of them on the show.
Well, there we go. I'm wondering if she pops back up in the future. You could have told me this was a production assistant and I would have believed you. But no, Tara McDaniel, a name that we should flag as a potential future all-star.
But not the one that we're talking about here.
Yeah, the other alternate. So a lot of people will be surprised to hear that Beth was allegedly an alternate for this season. Now, what I have heard is that Beth was not originally an alternate and that there was some type of situation, altercation, whatever you want to call it.
Altercation?
At the airport.
I thought you were going to say COVID.
No.
At the airport?
Yes, like either at the airport or like in the, traveling to the season in which the decision was made, like, all right, punishment, you're now
beat up
an alternate.
Production assistant and like get to stay in what?
So it seems like maybe some bad behavior was the cause for taking off of the main cast and demoting to alternate. That is the allegation here with Beth. I would not be super surprised considering she has a lot of enemies on this season. So I don't know what we missed off camera, but yeah, Beth was supposed to be an alternate on this season. Supposed to being on the season. And it looks like that alternate position was once again upgraded to main cast, and it looks like she probably replaces someone. We don't know who. Not going to spoil that. We have genuinely no idea who does go out. But yeah, it looks like we will probably be seeing Beth again on All Stars 3.
And this is, I'll trust you. I was going to say this is because I didn't see this. So this is like confirmed on our usual, sources that would know this kind of thing.
I read it on a couple. Because
if people feel good about reporting this kind of stuff when I know, but I'm taking your word here.
If people know better, like, please tell me. But so much of like the challenge rumor mill, like, is just that rumor mill. So that is what I have read from, I think, two different places. Okay. So again, tough to verify when you are avoiding everything else so heavily. Especially with this having been filmed like 6 months ago now, so it's just like free game for a lot of people. Allegedly that was the case.
So if and when Beth joins this season at any point, if it's replacing somebody, which would probably be the case because why else would an alternate join the game, then we're just going to swap her out for whoever she replaces on whoever's team, and we'll go from there. I guess the big story here is if Beth is making it onto the season at some point, she does have enemies here.
I mean, that's an understatement. I mean, isn't everyone an enemy of Beth?
I just am so excited. Like, when I saw that Beth was left off the list, I was like, how do you have Beth and you like leave her on the alternates list? It made no sense to me.
Went home for hitting Beth in a moment that was, infamous for Tina, of just she knew what she was about to do and get sent home for, and she said it will feel much better for me to hit Beth than it would to continue on in this game. She went forward, legendary, charged at Beth, knew that like nobody stopped her. Like, everybody was like, okay, like, you know what you're about to do and what it will like result in. She did it. She was taken out of the game and was perfectly content with her decision. And now, all these years later, we are potentially going to see them back on a show together. If it is Tina that Beth replaces, oh my God.
I need. And like, look, they're not like, and they
were not manifesting points. That.
I would not say that like Jemmy, Tina, and Veronica are my like top three that have to stay on the cast, but I need to see all four of them in the house together so badly. I do, because like Jemmy has this great relationship with Veronica. They're such good friends. And even when Veronica is not there on All Stars 1, it is a storyline of Veronica and Beth hate each other so much that Jemmy is not even allowed to be friends with Beth, but ends up being anyway. So I would love to see Jemmy have to straddle the lines of like these mortal enemies. I need all of them to end up there.
Yeah. insane that Beth is not on this cast right away, but it sounds like there's a bigger story happening there. I'm sure we'll hear more about it as we get closer to the season and you know, potentially her making her debut in the season. So we'll keep you guys updated as we find anything else out. But so that's an interesting factor to add on here. A cast that I know you guys were saying kind of unlikable, but I am excited for this cast. I have been excited for this cast, so I'm excited to see how things play out, especially with the addition of Beth at some point, if that is going to be the case. What else here? What else? Are we wrapping up? Are we good to go? Anyone else have parting thoughts on these All-Stars?
I think I've said it all, personally.
All right, Mel?
Yeah, we've done it.
We did it. We're done. All right.
I am, as much as I said they're unlikable, I am excited. Challenge All-Stars is superior right now to me than the main show. I think they've really got a good formula. I think that they've taken the feedback that they get from fans, from anywhere that they're getting like info, and applying that to improve the show. I mean, just seeing that we were able to get a male and female winner, even though I'm pretty sure only one winner happened, or it was John A, but I think that there was a male counterpart. So to see that happen and know that that was based on the feedback of like, hey, we want to make sure this is a fair game, I'm eager to see how they repair it in season three. And by that, I mean, just don't do combination locks.
Well, especially repair the final. I'm excited to see what the format of it is in general. Yeah. I cannot imagine it's the same because the life shield was so immediately broken that I think that they're going to shake a few things up. And I'm curious how exactly they will do so.
Yeah, they have been continuing to play with the format along the way for the first two seasons, and you know they continue to play with it on every season of the main show. So I'm sure there will be some kind of shakeup change, whether it's just as far as like twists on the season, or you know maybe cleaning up the final, as it does seem like needs to be cleaned up a little bit there. So we'll see how this all plays out. Again, we are recording this, you know, not quite as the season's about to air, but a little bit in advance. So I am going to continue to enjoy the break in between seasons and hope that it is a little bit longer. We haven't heard any promo or anything for the season yet, which is a good sign for that feeling that I'm having of just needing a little bit more time. But when it comes, we'll be here covering it all. All-Stars 3 as 38. Still no idea when that is going to be filmed. So, that's where we are at the moment. Right, Scally? We're good?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure by the time you're hearing this, we are all very excited for All-Stars 3 to be coming out.
Yes. By the time that people are hearing this, X person won Celebrity Big Brother. I can't even name a single person that's on the cast.
Not a single person.
Carson. Cressley.
All right. Safe winner pick.
I blanked because the cast is full of blanks. Sorry. So that's that. I don't know what plugs we really want to be making here because this is not coming out right away. But Mel, where can everybody find you online?
You can find me on all major social platforms at MelGotServe. And again, thank you both for having me. I look forward to that text that I get where it's, you guys ready to draft? I get so excited. It's just a privilege to come every time and be able to share my long-term knowledge. And I guess maybe I need to start finding those older but newer seasons so that I'm a little more aware of some of the young folks coming into the All-Stars franchise.
Catch up on all the Kayla seasons and we'll be good.
No one ever.
A couple, I think.
Whatever. All right, Scally, where can everybody find you?
I am on Twitter at Brian_Scally. Hopefully, you know, doing big things that I'll be plugging over there.
Taking over the world by the time this podcast has come out, as if he's not already.
It's the plan.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Liguori. Always, of course, also doubling up over there on the Choir Room, doing some stuff with a couple of weeks back, did some stuff with Matt Gagan with the High School Musical of it all, and then getting back into some Glee with Amon. So check any of that out if you're interested. Otherwise, just wait for us nice and patiently here on the Dom and Colin feed for us to make our return in a couple of weeks. So thank you guys for checking out this draft. Let us know your thoughts on who has the best team, who has the best picks, whatever you want to tell us, some feedback here. Thank you for checking this one out, and we will see you next time. Take care.